Well, thanks for sticking around. And don't forget to like the Facebook page. You can do so by looking up Little Bit of Seoul CITR 101.9 FM on Facebook, liking the page, and then you'll tune into some pretty cool stuff. I'll be posting some more about the pianist Art Tatum, including the full show, Words and Music, which was hosted by Oscar Peterson. Definitely worth watching. Stick around for Greg's show, 4:33. It's coming up next here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to 4:33. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental. Yes, indeed, this is 4:33 with your host, Gregory Gann, on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. First up, a first for the show. I'm going to play something by the Neophon Ensemble, based in Berlin. Konstantin Hoer recently contacted me. Konstantin is the conductor of the Neophon Ensemble. He was born in Leipzig, studied composition in the Academy for Music and Theater Rostock with Peter Manfred Wolf, and he's a phenomenal conductor with a big ensemble to boot. The first thing I wanted to play for you is a work by Morton Feldman, The Viola in My Life, 22 minutes long. We also have the Esprit Orchestra coming up on the program, and we're going to feature a little bit of music from the Big Joy Festival coming up in Vancouver. Morton Feldman, The Viola in My Life. And we just heard Morton Feldman's The Viola in My Life, parts 1 and 2. Beautiful work and a beautiful recording brought to you by the Neophon Ensemble. Neophon Ensemble is a gathering of 16 musicians caught up by their lovely passion for genuine new music, with a special focus on the 20th century. And Morton Feldman, of course, is one of the more important 20th century composers. A reviewer on Pitchfork once described The Viola in My Life as such: like most of Feldman's music, The Viola of My Life is fractured, mercurial, and seems indeterminately shaped. The ectoplasmic music of dreams. But in fact, Viola has a prescribed shape. The illusion of randomness stems from the protracted durations that were Feldman's specialty. Well, indeed, protracted durations. I won't prolong my own too much, but I do have a wonderful work that I wanted to showcase on the program. This is a work by Chris Paul Harmon called Iridescence, as performed by the Esprit Orchestra. The Esprit Orchestra is conducted by Alex Pauk, and if you have tuned in to the show before me, you will notice an uncanny resemblance between the hosts' last name and the name of the Esprit Orchestra's conductor. I assure you, Jade Pauk and Alex Pauk do not share this name out of pure coincidence. So, Iridescence, Chris Paul Harmon. It's a work about 12 minutes in length. And after I feature this on the program, we're going to go straight into the Big Joy Music Festival. And we've just heard the Esprit Orchestra performing a work by Chris Paul Harmon called Iridescence. The Esprit Orchestra being the only full orchestra committed to 20th century music, which is a pretty wonderful thing, especially for a show like 433. 433, of course, is dedicated to promoting contemporary classical, experimental, avant-garde, and new music. And as part of our mandate, I wanted to tell you a little bit about Big Joy Festival. Big Joy is a music festival that's in its second year, showcasing current experimental acts from the Pacific Northwest. They're also attempting to present a broad spectrum of Vancouver's weirdo music scene. It'll be held from Wednesday, December 3rd to Saturday, December 6th. They're hosting four shows with 31 artists, as well as a photography exhibit. And passes are available at Horses Records, Audiophile, Neptune, and Snack City. You can, of course, visit their Facebook page. I would imagine you type in Big Joy Festival 2014. In any case, I wanted to showcase a few of the artists that are part of the lineup. First up is an artist by the name of Low Seal, who released an album today called Sea Island, and it is released via Cranky. I'll play a 6-minute work for you from Low Seal's SoundCloud page. And it's called A Hull. Thank you. La Seal with the track A Hull, released on Cranky. Next up, I have something from Secret Pyramid. This is an album called Distant Works 1, released on cassette, and I'm going to play Distance 1. This is a collection of tape loops that ebb and flow around warm drones, tape hiss, decayed piano, and smeared tones. Right up 433's alleys. Secret Pyramid, Distance 1, excerpt.
Thank you.
Well, this track by Sarah Devachi called Licht probably means light in German. Brings us to the end of today's program. But have no fear, because Exploding Head Movies is coming up next. And perhaps the strangest thing about Exploding Head Movies today is that I'm actually sticking around. I'm doing a fill-in for Gak, who is currently on business in, well, an exotic part of the world that he'll tell you all about it when he comes back in a couple of weeks' time. So please stick around. I will, from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, I will play some of the most experimental soundtracks that I know on this week's Exploding Head Movies with your host, Gregory Gann, on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Meanwhile, this has been 433. Thank you for listening.